93. Got no power out here, but I can see up ahead on 123. They got power up there.
Pumpkin Town. How you doing?
Get in there, just trying to find a way to work.
Hello, what's your tone? Going to pick my daughter up, take her to work. A little bit more than I expected there. Hope everybody survived the wind, so we don't get much more of it.
Lines and big old trees and all kinds of stuff down over here near Dankinsville on 135.
I think that area got it pretty bad. I'm coming from Boiling Springs over to Greer. It was raining pretty heavy. It's pretty much passive. So I'll keep my eyes out.
Here, there's a round of red on the radar headed towards Greer, so you might get in some heavy rain, KN4TFW.
Yep. I just started running some rain right now. It rained about as heavy as I think I ever heard it rain. You know, on the different parts of the house, you can really hear it. From all the force of it blowing on the roof, windows and such. I'm trying to keep it down to about 60 miles an hour here on 85. Get off 101 and she's not too far from 101 up there in Greer. Then we got to drive down to Clinton. And hopefully most of that stuff has cleared from 26 on that way area down there. Well, I better keep my eye on the road here, so I got to make a turn. I don't want to miss it. Enjoyed it. Thanks for letting me in. And y'all drive safe. AC4Q Mobile.
Hi, Bill. Good to hear you this morning. KK4POT.
Monday.
I'm on 123, south side 123 has got power, and looks like now that I hit the old Walmart area here, Longhorn and all that, they got power, looking good over here.
That's dying off right there. You should be good to go to work now.
Fog setting in on me now, that's all I need. I done run up on a couple of trees.
Mike, I was just seeing if you made it through that maze.
The power company was out there. They cut that tree out of the road. But, see, I got fog, heavy fog down here. I've run up on a couple of trees, so I'm trying to take it easy.
Saw in his car.
I'm not getting out in the dark cutting trees.
I haven't had this much traffic in a couple weeks, and now all of a sudden everybody's out this morning.
I do, so they're surveying the damage.
Just for a second, I'll be right back. KK4 and XC.
Got to go back to work tomorrow.
Hey. They docked off the furloughs till sometime later this week, and that. So we'll have. It remains to be seen how much work I get to do this week.
Just doing it for me.
You're doing all right.
Good morning, Al.
First of all, after the chance of my house, I hope it did.
I'm coming. In about the next 30 minutes or so, and then it should be over.
There's an incredible bang of thunder last night. I have no idea where. I hate this stuff.
Hell. a minute. A lot of trees down, tornado over in Seneca, tornado up towards Pumpkin Town, so there's a lot of damage out there this morning. KN4TFW.
I don't like to do just like this.
Your way, Ken.
One time about 4 o'clock, it just went off and that was it. But this enough to make you have to reset all the clocks, but yeah, we're with power now.
Mobile. Yeah, I am now. How's it doing for power down there? Yeah.
Oh, I'd have to set that generator up.
Did?
So I got an alert on my phone that they know about it.
Won't be too long.
Running off solar. I hooked it back up to solar yesterday anticipating this, and surprisingly my panels are still upright. I had anchored them down a couple months ago, and they held up last night, so I'm running off a battery off of that right now. But as long as they don't open that fridge, it'll probably be all right.
Run one refrigerator, you're okay. But you want a lot of stuff, ain't gonna happen. What you need to do is turn on full power, you need to go 440 volts and try to get some serious battery backup. But like I said, it gets crazy. Now, they do make harder to your batteries if you can afford to buy them. But if they're low volts, you gotta pay a lot of money.
If you any of that, you're way down in the noise.
That's what I did. Shit's going through right now. You all right? But this time, can't fall in.
A little bit, but you got a ton of noise on your end this morning.
That's around. Won't charge right away. Let's see if that's anything.
136.
Cheap enough. Won't charge it. Did that help at all?
2,000 people without power in the upstate. Dawn.
I'm on the roads this morning now.
I hit real bad.
I'm rolling up. I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3s, everybody. Stay safe out there. And I think we might actually have the sun poke out today, so that'll be nice. Good to hear you guys this morning. Glad everybody's safe so far. KK4 POT.
Safe. Have a good one. KN4 TFW.
KK4 next thing. Pretty close to it.
Damage, Mike.
Was out there on 135. Not. Yeah, I'm out from down there. I'm on 183. It's looking good. Road, hopefully it'll be good down through there.
For the rain.
Anymore. 5:30.
Yeah, 5.
Car, you're fine that time. There's a scratch in there, so I'm assuming it's your hearing on me. You want to get just about up there where you gotta go.
Damage outside here in Greer. And I see my HF antenna is still up, so that's a good thing. KN4 TFW.
Think that does. Mine's still on tower, so as windy as it was last night, at least it's still on. The tower's still there.
Even saw my antenna this morning.
find out if you were on that list of cuts down there?
I decided to put it off till later this week.
So they're not going to tell anybody till later this week?
Not volunteers, and a lot of people had questions about volunteering, you know what I mean? Are they going to help them get unemployment? How long is it going to be? What happens to your insurance and that? So they got a bunch of questions to clear up that they're working on. Many that were going to volunteer.
Know that I'd want to volunteer for something like that.
The money comes through from the federal government, be making about $900 a week.
They just don't know how to allocate it yet from my talking with them down there last week.
In Michigan, they just added it right onto his unemployment check.
They don't mind there to do that. That's the problem.
Hopefully you'll
escape the whole darn thing. It'll go nice and easy for you. I'll take your copy of this wire. Because I'll have a photo of you guys. What's your plan today? Not too much. Yesterday, it looked like I need to do some gutter work. Looks like I got a couple of them stopped up. But other than that, not too much. Just laying low here at the house.
Cut a tree up Saturday, and one that was down in the woods falling out. I'm gonna try to go back down. There's still some limbs and stuff I can cut up and burn for firewood, so I'm gonna go down there and grab that stuff. Later on this week, I'm working tomorrow. I'll be off Friday.
There's 8,200 in Pickens County without power. There's 19,000 in Greenville County without power.
I've been that before. That was a big old Greyhound bus loaded down with lights and sirens. All red lights. I don't know what that was. I couldn't make out any identification on the side of it.
For RIV, that's probably a FEMA truck.
It was a bus, but I've never seen a bus outfitted like that.
Many years ago, I worked at a hotel. We had a FEMA crew come in. I can't remember what was the situation, but they gave us a tour inside the bus. It was a big old Greyhound bus that had anything and everything in it.
Off of Whitehorse Road, headed to Easley. Aaron's blaring.
Without power in South Carolina, KN4 TFW.
And where that tornado went?
The news, the one in Seneca, but that's all that's showing right now.
Appreciate you talking to me and 7-3-10. I hope you have a good day, my friend. Have a great one. KK4NX. I'll be clear on your final.
I'm safe, Annette. Maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.